Welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Stephen Steigman. Today, it's estimated that 15% of the U.S. population is spread across 72% of the land area. And between the spring of 2010 and midsummer of 2012, non-metro counties as a whole declined in population at a time when U.S. population was growing at about 1.7%. Even if that event was temporary, this historic shift highlights growing demographic challenges facing many regions across rural and small-town America, as natural population growth can't keep pace with net migration losses. Joining us now is Rick Montgomery of the Kansas City Star, who spent a year observing and thinking about a small town in Kansas. Its motto, don't overlook Overbrook. Rick Montgomery, welcome to Central Standard.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Well, Kansas City, do you live in a small town? What keeps you there? Or perhaps you've moved to Kansas City from a small town. What keeps you in the city or in the suburbs? Share your experience and join the conversation by calling 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or email us at centralstandard@kcur.org. Rick Montgomery, where is Overbrook, Kansas?
Overbrook is, and I'll tell you, I had not heard of this town before I was asked to go find a town. It's about 70 miles southwest of here, 30 miles southwest of Lawrence. It's in Osage County, Kansas, a very rural county that, and this town's been around since 1886. If you drive by U.S. 56, you'll see the water tower that says don't overlook Overbrook. You'll see a machine shed that says don't overlook Overbrook. I just love that motto.
who came up with that? Do you know?
Yeah, it was a contest held, I think, in 1911. And a fella who was related to the founding father of Overbrook submitted that as the motto. He won $5 for
that was quite a prize back in 1911. No, that's not bad. So why did you choose Overbrook, Kansas?
Well, when I was asked, when the idea was floated to me to kind of look at small town life, my first feeling was that I didn't want to write about a town that was dying. I've read that story all my life, and I wanted to write about a town that was living, and it's hanging on. It's not booming by any means. I like the motto.
That's good enough for a reason. You do explain, I mean, in one part of your series of articles, you explain that a lot of small towns, their centers of commerce have shifted away from Main Street to closer to the exit ramp of the highway. That's not the case with Overbrook, Kansas.
No, you have to look for this town. And for better or worse, it is within about a half hour from Topeka, about a half hour from Lawrence. So, you can commute. You can live in this town and drive to work. That in itself creates its own sort of set of problems. Running a business in this town is a real challenge.
Well, you cite a number of examples of businesses that have been challenged by just simply being in a small town, including one grocery store, a Thriftway store.
Right.
And you focus in on the manager of the store, who happens to be the butcher as well.
Right.
And you did a little shopping one day.
Yes.
And tell us what you bought and what the results were.
Well, this is a store that is – there are only three grocery stores in all of Osage County. And that alone
wow.
is something that just would stagger the mind of most city folks. But this store is critical to the life of this town. I bought a number of items that for myself just to compare prices in this store with the prices of a Walmart that's about 25 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
From a $30 grocery cart, you could probably save $9 at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what you get at this store is a level of customer service that is just non-existent in a place like a...
Well, it's not just customer service, but they know you. I mean, you mentioned that when somebody new moves to town, the grocer gets to know that new family in town. I mean, what major retailer would come out to your house in Kansas City and find out what foods you like?
No, they will. He will actually, if a new person, a new family walks into the store, he would. He's told his employees to flag that person, and so that the owner of the store can personally sit down and talk with them about their food preferences, and he would order extra Swanson frozen dinners if that's what the family was
right.
was needing.
So. Well, tell us about the makeup of this town, the ages of people in general, and economic level of Overbrook, Kansas.
Well, I was a bit surprised. My editor on this project early on gave me some wonderful advice, and that was assume nothing. Assume nothing about going into this town. Hmm. There are a lot of young families in this town that who oftentimes grew up in that town, and then when they had kids of their own, they might have left for a while, and then when they had kids of their own, they wanted to. They came back. There are a number of retirees that have that worked in the cities, and then upon retiring, came back. There's something about these little towns that just don't go away. I mean, as you age, you still remember what it was like being in that town. My own father actually went. I grew up in Des Moines. When he retired, he went back to his small town. He became the mayor. He became the town marshal. And part of my objective here was to try to capture that element that's in our DNA that relates to where we came from.
Why do people live in small towns? Why do retirees go to small towns?
You know, when I approached this, I'm not from a small town, which was actually very beneficial, I think, in doing this project, because everything was kind of fresh. When I approached this, my essential question is, why are you here? Why do you stay? And I'm not sure that's the right question because
this is what they know, right?
This is their home. This is their family. This, you know, when someone tells me, "Well, Dad lives across the street," I know perfectly well why they choose to live there. We from the city kind of look at these towns with curiosity and. When you are teaching, for example, in the school that you attended, and your kid is in the school that you attended, I perfectly understand why they stay in those towns. Hmm. They want to. They want to live there. And once you spend some time there, you kind of get it.
Kansas City, given the opportunity, would you move into a small town? Share your thoughts. 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888, or post your comments to Facebook or on Twitter. Our handle is KCURCST.
Hey, Steve, I wanted to interject. Our website, kansascity.com, has a special link or page for this project.
It's a great digital element, and I would highly recommend anybody who's interested in this article view it online. I think it's a great way.
We're welcoming anyone who has a small town story, and everyone kind of does, to get onto that site and type in their own little testimonials. And
I've always lived in large metropolitan areas, and I've always had some fascination with living in a small town for a year or two. And I don't know why, but I think you've done the work for me, it seems, and I thank you for that. Where did you actually live in the town for a year, or did you commute back and forth?
I would spend days there. I didn't live there per se. There's no hotel in this town. It would have been nice, but and many people there offered to put me up. But I was doing this project in addition to other assignments, and so I was able to get there every couple of weeks, and I found something interesting that the more time I spent there, the more things didn't surprise me about life in a small town. So it was as a reporter, I found myself going there an awful lot, but maybe too much, because after a while, things like poultry swaps and
poultry swap. Is it exactly what it sounds like?
Yes, it is.
People show up with their poultry and they
geese and their geese and their chickens and ducks and you know, a lot of folks on the fringes of this town have lakes and they want birds and so they swap them out and barter. My point was that things like that become less surprising the more you spend in a town, and it's almost as if, for me at least, you want to stay kind of fresh, and so that was something of I found myself getting too familiar with this town to the point where things didn't surprise me as they did early on.
What did surprise? I mean, what shocked you the most about Overbrook?
Well,
because you're saying that things didn't surprise you really, as the more time you spent there. I mean, tell me, for somebody who's never been to Overbrook, Kansas, what would I never suspect about Overbrook, Kansas?
Well, there are things. Shocking is sort of a term that is.
I'm not looking for a scandal.
Relative,
here.
Yeah. Little things. I'll give you an example. I was talking with the school district gave me just absolutely great access to kids and to teachers. They are a consolidated school district. The resource officer was telling me about how in preschool they have gun safety courses, and to a city person, you know, when you bring in weapons into a kindergarten class,
mm-hmm, yeah,
and you teach them don't touch the weapon, that struck me as, wow, that now you would never see. I don't think you would see that in the city. I think the NRA is involved in this, mm-hmm, as well. But in a town like that where you see shotguns displayed in living rooms and people are so avid about hunting, it makes, you know, it sort of makes perfect sense. And so I guess in terms of things that surprise you, it's all it all comes down to where you come from. And if you come from a place where you wouldn't anticipate anyone bringing a weapon or a video in the classroom about guns, I guess that would be an example of something that just kind of threw me a little bit.
Tell us about the politics of this town. One of the quotes you had is that the Dems don't like President Obama and the Republicans don't like Governor Brownback. Why is that?
Well, the politics are primarily, Republican. Let me address the Brownback thing. I think, as independent as these little towns think they are in terms of their personalities, they are really heavily dependent on highway money and school money. The schools in these little towns are everything, and when they perceive that with some of these essential things like schools, when they perceive that a governor is sort of expecting them to kind of do more on their own, they take issue with that because they do rely on this. Mm-hmm. And as far as Democrats not happy with President Obama, there aren't that many Democrats to
question
voice
about that.
But there are plenty of Democrats who kind of stay quiet in these towns.
Last question, and I need kind of a quick answer here. So you visited Overbrook for over the period of a year. Would you move there? Would you retire there?
I would. If I had relatives and family there, of course. I have relatives in Iowa. I would be more inclined, if I were to go small town, to go up to Iowa.
But you like small towns?
I've come to like them.
I really enjoyed the series, and I would recommend that everyone take a look at it. It's on the Kansas City Star's website, kansascity.com. Our guest was Rick Montgomery of the Star. You can read all three parts of his observations and reflections on Overbrook, Kansas there at kansascity.com. You can subscribe to our podcast, hear this conversation again, or access any of our previous shows from the Central Standard Archive, Central Standard page of kcur.org. Rick Montgomery, thank you very much. Tune in tomorrow as we explore the healing power of music therapy. Up to Date is next with a debate over next week's translational medicine tax vote and a look at the rise of sales taxes as a revenue generator. Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton with Ross Steinmetz and Sydney Llewellyn. I'm Stephen Steigman, and this is KCUR.